This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Today's great tip of the pleasure that we will get out of talking with Allah when it comes to our ubudiyah, our servitude to Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allahu Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
Now, dear listeners, one of the things that we should really keep in mind is that when we are doing our supplications, when we are reading our salah, our namaz, our obligatory daily prayers, and also when we are conversing with Allah, we need to take pleasure and satisfaction and happiness and bliss from these conversations with Allah. Now, sure, the dua, the supplication, the salah, the daily obligatory prayers, and the qunut, where we raise our hands in the second rak'ah, the second unit of our daily wajib prayers. These are all different instances of one thing, and that is the conversation with the Almighty Allah. Via a ziyarat, we recite a different conversation. Via a supplication or a dua, like dua kumal, or dua tawassul, or dua joshan kabir, dua joshan saghir, and all these other daily duas, the ta'aqibat namaz, the duas after each of the five daily prayers, the daily prayers themselves, the salah, and even the recitation of the Holy Quran. These are all different instances of our conversations with Allah. Each conversation being different within its own conditions and its own framework. And dear friends, if we were to continue these prayers and these du'as and these supplications and all of this ubudiyah and all of this worship and servitude and obedience, if we continued all of this for a while and we became habituated to these things, we became accustomed to these things, and we became cordially familiar with each and every one, then in this very world, let alone the next world, we would actually receive so much pleasure and satisfaction out of these conversations with Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. A pleasure and a satisfaction, of course, which cannot be compared with anything or anyone else, or even any of the other pleasures and satisfactions of this materialistic world. Now, for anybody who observes and studies the states of those people who are supplicating, it will be quite obvious that those people who supplicate and pray and do du'as and do the prayers and do the salah and do the recitation of the Qur'an via the depths of their heart and soul, you will see the pleasure and satisfaction that they receive via these conversations with their loving, nourishing Lord, Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Muhibbin, which means the whispered prayer of the lovers. Stay with me.
I'm
O God, place us among those whose habit is rejoicing in you and yearning for you, whose time is spent in sighing and moaning. Their foreheads are bowed down before your mightiness, their eyes wakeful in your service, their tears flowing in dread of you, their hearts fixed upon your love, their cores shaken with awe of you. O He, the lights of whose holiness induce wonder in the eyes of His lovers, the glories of whose face arouse the longing of the hearts of His knowers. O furthest wish of the hearts of the yearners, O God, O utmost limit of the hopes of the lovers, I ask from you love for you, love for those who love you, love for every work which will join me to your nearness, and that you make yourself more beloved to me than anything other than you, and make my love for you lead to your good pleasure, and my yearning for you protect against disobeying you. Oblige me by allowing me to gaze upon you. Gaze upon me with the eye of affection and tenderness. Turn not your face away from me, and make me one of the people of happiness with you and favored position. O responder, O most merciful of the merciful. فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جلد ولا رمق بكم يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقى الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جلد ولا رمق وأنا العبد الفقير وأنا.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, we're talking about the pleasure and satisfaction that an individual will get in their conversations with Allah, in these conversations which are manifested in multiple different manners and ways, such as the du'as, supplications, such as the zi'arat, such as the recitation of the Qur'an, and of course, such as the recitation of the five daily prayers, the namaz, and the salah. Of course, we said that we can't do it every now and then and expect to get pleasure and satisfaction out of these different conversations with the Almighty Allah. We have to do them in a repetitive manner, continuously, and of course, with presence of mind and heart. Now, in this segment, as a last point, of course, we want to kind of just generally some of our discussions from various different episodes that we have had. So we need to, first and foremost, when it comes to our ubudiyyah, is to have a comprehension of the greatness, the beauty, and the majesty of Allah. And we can do this either by means of logical reasoning and proofs and evidence, or we can also do it, and or we can also do it, through the explanations of the holy prophets and the infallible imams and the holy Quran. Once we have gathered this reasoning and this proof via either logic or via certain texts and traditions regarding the greatness and the beauty and the majesty of the Almighty Allah, we must constantly remind our heart of this. And then via these gradual and continuous remindings, we enter into a continual and a continuous nonstop dhikr, remembrance of Allah, which of course will in turn bring a state of submission to our heart, and we will slowly but surely move towards the perfection of our ubudiyyah, our servitude and our obedience to Allah the Almighty, of course with Allah's favor and grace.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الخير.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. As a Muslim, I know I believe in one God. I know I have faith in the uniqueness of Almighty God. I also believe that I have a duty and a responsibility to show and express my obedience by worshipping the Almighty. Ultimately, there is a purpose for me living on this earth, and for me to understand the greater meaning of life, I need to look into what I can do to bring about the better aspects of how I live, to find and discover hidden dimensions in my spiritual life. And that's why in this ayah, the third part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. The circumstance of me believing in one God, obeying one God, worshipping one God, is embodied in remembrance of the Almighty. And the most effective, the most productive, the most strong way of me getting to that level is by prayer, by salah, by qurratul ayn, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi has said, the pleasure of his eye. He had expressed how he is devoted to prayer. And that's why when one wants to be steadfast in the path of God, when one wants to make sure that even though they might have a very busy routine in their daily activities, when it comes to dhikrullah, when it comes to remembering God, when it comes to praying and showing that level of dedication in their act of worship, prayer in itself is the best and most effective way of bringing about all of those hidden aspects of our lives. And this is why when I remember God, it prevents me from doing many other things that I should be away from. When I do remember God and roll out that prayer mat and pray to God, I am appreciating absolutely everything that I have. That will lead me to understanding what the purpose of life is. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.